Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Thousands of demonstrators outside Georgia's parliament are refusing to disperse despite police using tear gas and water cannon. They are gathered in protest at the provisional approval of legislation that critics say could silence dissent. A BBC correspondent in Tbilisi says the mood is defiant. The foreign agents law requires organisations to state whether they are funded from abroad. These demonstrators vowed to continue their protest.
With the second hearing, the law has been passed, which is absolutely ridiculous and stupid things to do in this situation right now. When you are seeing people this many here, we are going to stand till the end, till the very end.
It's what we are afraid of more, being gassed, being beaten up, or losing the country. And it seems to me that right now we're scared lifeless for losing the country to Russia and to the government of traitors.
Riot police in the U.S. state of Texas have broken up an encampment of students protesting against the war in Gaza. The University of Texas at Dallas had told the demonstrators to leave, accusing them of breaching trespass laws. Officers then moved in, tearing down tents and barricades. From Dallas, here's Tom Bateman.
We now have a protest that was, during the entire time we were here, very peaceable, very calm. It was the arrival of the police that utterly changed the mood here. It's become quite angry. You can sense the frustration of the protesters about what has happened. Some of the chants have been around demanding that this shouldn't be taking place. They've been saying, where were you in Uvalde? A criticism of the police here in Texas. And as I say, the mood now very, very different and adding to this sense of protest escalating across U.S. university campuses.
Senators in the U.S. state of Arizona have voted to repeal a 19th century state law banning abortion unless the mother's life is in danger. The bill was revived after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right of women to a termination. David Willis reports.
In a ruling that proved highly controversial, the Arizona Supreme Court determined that a law dating from 1864 banning abortion from the moment of conception could be enforced across the state. Amid the outcry that followed, Democrats then set about attempting to repeal the legislation passed before Arizona was granted statehood, which they have managed to do with the help of Republicans, whose members are bitterly divided over the issue.
Manhattan's district attorney says the disgraced Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein will be retried in New York after having one of his rape convictions overturned on appeal last week. Weinstein's conviction was seen as a historic milestone for the Me Too movement. BBC News. The US Federal Reserve has announced that it's keeping interest rates at the highest level in more than two decades as inflation continues to hamper the US economy. Officials said they want more certainty that inflation is under control before they lower borrowing costs. A new exhibition has opened in Moscow of Western military hardware captured by Russian forces in Ukraine. The display includes tanks given to Kiev from 12 countries. There's an American Abrams, a Leopard tank from Germany, and a British Army tactical support vehicle complete with bullet holes. From Moscow, Steve Rosenberg sent this report.
The Russians have not invented the wheel here. In the past, Ukraine has exhibited Russian military hardware captured by the Ukrainian army. But in Russia's case, I think this exhibition has two main aims. First, to reinforce the Kremlin's narrative that in Ukraine, the West is waging war against Russia, although in reality, it was Russia that invaded Ukraine. But also to convince the Russian people that in Ukraine, Russia will emerge victorious. A large sign at the exhibition carried the key message: our victory is inevitable.
Scientists at Cambridge University have recreated the face of a Neanderthal woman who lived 75,000 years ago. The lifelike model was built from a crushed skull discovered in a cave in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, where the remains of at least 10 Neanderthals have been found since the 1950s. A 3D construction reveals an older female with a large brow ridge, a wide nose and worn-down teeth. The celebrated rock guitarist Duane Eddy has died. He was 86. The Grammy-winning artist's distinctive guitar style earned him the title The King of Twang and established him as one of the founding fathers of rock and roll. He had a run of instrumental hits in the 1950s and 60s and reached the charts again in 1986 with a remake of his 1960 song Peter Gunn. BBC News.